Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Open for Business, the Lowcountry source for tips and advice to make small businesses big winners. I'm your host, Lori Ross, and joining us this afternoon is Allison Harvin, who is the vice president and chairperson for She's the vice president of the Lowcountry Down Syndrome Society and chairperson for the 6th Annual Night of Champions. Allison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori. It's good to be here. And that is quite a mouthful with all of the Lowcountry Down Syndrome Society and Night of Champions. But we're really excited about the event coming up.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about this event, since it is the 6th annual event?
Yeah, well, Lowcountry Down Syndrome Society is a group that is to serve families who are affected by Down syndrome through education, advocacy, support, things like that. And when we look hard at, you know, how well are we serving those that we have a heart for, we realize that from birth to graduation from high school, we were doing a really good job. But we didn't feel like we were offering our adults with Down syndrome the level of support that we would like to. So we found a program that awards adults with Down syndrome and other differently abled adults who are working, actually contributing members of our community. And we also recognize the employers who gave them that chance to make a difference.
Well, Allison, you said something really interesting. You said differently abled adults. So it's not just Down syndrome. Tell me about a little bit about that.
Well, what we found is that we are living in very different times than families touched by Down syndrome faced 20 and 30 years ago, where the expectations were lower, the resources were more scarce. So the population of adults with Down syndrome working in our community is relatively small at this age group. Now, we've got a bunch of people coming up behind them that have been, you know, educated and advocated for and are just included members of our education system that will increase those numbers in the workforce. And because we are, you know, such a specialty group, we felt like there were some commonalities among other adults with some other challenges that they've had to face and overcome. And so we opened it up to anyone who, and we're trying to get away from the phrase intellectual disabilities, but just for communication sake, so that everybody understands what we're talking about, that is the differently abled population that we're looking to match their skill sets with employers who have needs.
So exactly. Okay. So the Night of Champions then is a night where you mentioned to me earlier when we were speaking in the week, this is not a fundraiser, but an awareness campaign. What is it that folks, if they, when they come that night, can expect to see?
Well, we have a silent auction that is kind of a mingle time where you come in and there are cocktails available for purchase and silent auction items and just a chance to kind of meet and mingle with that year's champions. We choose five adults from many, many nominations to be recognized that evening. And then we go in and actually, you know, have dinner together. And last year we had 600 business leaders in attendance. Then we actually have a program that talks about the ways that people are making inroads to vocation for this population. And then we present our 2015 champions. They come up to the podium with their employer, and the employer talks about how having a differently abled team member has changed their business environment. And then the champion talks to the attendees about how their lives have been changed by being given a chance to offer the gifts that they uniquely have.
I have some interesting information here that says an estimated 2.5 million people in the United States have an intellectual disability. This is approximately 1% of the United States population. And these estimates also indicate that, 31% of individuals with intellectual disabilities are employed, although many more want to work.
That is exactly right. And a lot of people, there's a fear, there's an uncertainty because they're unfamiliar with what that looks like. And they think, am I equipped? And that's one of the reasons that Knight of Champions is so powerful is every business model is generally represented in the year's champions. We have small business owners. We have national chains. We have international corporations. We had a champion who worked in the IKEA distribution center a couple years ago. We have hospital system employees, private physician offices. We've had the public library system was represented. So it really is an opportunity to say to the people in the audience, if you have a business need, there is a candidate out there that can fill it because every business model has been tested and has success stories. And another thing, Lori, if it doesn't matter if you have a skill to fill a need, what else you can't do. I mean, there's plenty of things that I'm not well suited for in a vocational sense. I mean, I have a terrible sense of direction. You don't want me giving directions to people. There's no telling where they'll end up. And if you put me in a cubicle, I'm going to disrupt productivity all around me. I have to interact. Same thing with a differently abled population. Their skill sets are unique, and really it's about filling needs.
So this is a viable workforce that many people don't realize is available.
Absolutely. It is absolutely an untapped resource, and that's why we're trying to get the message out. And like you said, it's not a fundraising event. It is an awareness-raising event. And, you know, we encourage those who can hire to hire. And if you can't, then perhaps your job and role in this would be to get that message to someone who can. And we talk about, you know, kind of the unofficial motto is do whatever it is you do. You have given me a platform to get the message out to maybe someone who can hire. We have other people working in the organization who have organizational skills, and they help with a silent auction. And there's just so many different ways that you can help create those connections.
Well, you said last year there were nearly 600 people in attendance.
Yes. Yes, because we're go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say is that it's not an event where we're asking for people to buy a table and then two people are sitting at it. We actually want change sitting in those seats. And so that's why the business community is so heavily represented.
And if a business is listening to this now and they hear about this event and they want to participate and they say, oh, my goodness, we have room, we can hire someone, how can they get involved?
Well, this year's event is May 14th. At 6 p.m. at the Westin in the Grand Ballroom. And tickets are available at the website, knightofchampions.org. And coming and hearing the success stories is a great way to start since we're so close to this year's event. One distinction I do need to make is that the Low Country Down Syndrome Society does not train or place people in employment. We are simply doing this as a platform to get the information out about the agencies who do employment placement and training. And there are several in our area that we can put people in contact with.
So how many people do you believe, now that this is the sixth year of doing this, how many people are being placed in these businesses and how many more are still in need of employment?
There's still a high unemployment rate amongst this population, but we are absolutely, when we hear stories about how someone came at the invitation of a friend or a coworker and said, I can do this, went back, contacted the placement agencies, and added a differently abled team member. One group added three. You know, somebody else was able in a larger setting to add six. So these are lives literally being changed by people hearing this message and taking action.
And why is this so important for these adults to be employed?
For the same reasons as the typical population. Think about how many of us really relate to the world through our occupations. It's our chance to offer something, to be productive, to be contributing members of the society we live in. And for the differently abled population, it's the same thing. They also often need to help their families financially with support. And it's also a social outlet and inroads, just like all of us. I mean, a lot of times we spend more time with the people at work than we do with our families, and they become like a second family. These are all the same reasons why differently abled people are looking for a place to offer what they have to contribute.
And you and I had spoken in the past, and you would tell me some wonderful stories about some gentlemen, one in particular that was able to transition from a small boutique grocery store into a larger grocery store. How does that affect him? How does that work out?
Well, it was bittersweet for him in that particular story because it was a family-owned business, and they were like a family. And when that store closed and another chain grocery store moved into that same shopping area, he had the skills, the confidence, and the experience to apply at the new grocery store. And, you know, the support of his former employers also, who gave glowing recommendations. And, you know, it was good for him to say, I can compete in my area of expertise with other job applicants.
And what a great confidence builder for him and for his family and for
absolutely
the grocery store. Yeah, for the employer. There was another gentleman we had discussed who had a different situation where he moved from a closed environment, you were explaining, to the library system.
Yes. There's a facility called Quantum that is a vocational training area, and all of the employees stay on site in this one facility. And he said, you know, I want to work in the community. I want to go out and find a place where challenged and where I can use my skill set in a broader array of activities. And his employment specialist kind of did an assessment of his strengths and his skills. And he likes to read. He's very social. He's very organized. And the library was a perfect fit. And they worked with people at the library system, and they had the perfect job for him. He helps the customers. He helps reshelve and can use the computer indexing system. And it's great. One of my favorite stories, and I have so many, is about a young man who worked for the clerk of courts and in their records department. He was so accepted and excelled in his position and started working on the computers as well and tracking the records for when they're requested from the courthouse, that, you know, he was nominated by his coworkers to be considered for a champion, and he was one of our champions in 2013, I believe. He was so moved by what he saw and hearing about the struggles of other people, similar situations to himself, that he became an advocate in that arena, and he talks to different workplace groups and speaking opportunities to advocate for these vocational opportunities.
Well, Allison, you have been very involved, and you're obviously very passionate about this, and I really appreciate your time today talking to me about this, but also about your time with the organizations. Tell me why this is so important to you.
Well, my husband and I got involved with Low Country Down Syndrome Society at the invitation of our daughter, Emma Blue Harvin, who was born February of 2008 with Down syndrome. So we got involved with a family group just as, you know, as a resource for us. And as we got more involved, I became vice president and then became chair of the Night of Champions. Well, in 2012, we lost Emma Blue to a sudden illness. And we asked ourselves the hard question, I mean, is there still a place for us in this? And we both said yes, that there's still work to be done. There's still things to be said. And in a way, it's hard to describe it. You don't stop parenting a child just because that child dies. This is a way for us to continue to parent her by making the world that she was born into more loving and welcoming of everyone that belongs to it.
Allison, thank you for sharing that story with us. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that can relate and are very touched and appreciate your candor and your willingness to continue on and make situations better for other people. There's another gentleman that has been working with you the past few years. I don't like to name drop, but Jamie Dean is going to be emceeing the event again this year. What is it like to work with him, and why is he so passionate? Do you know?
Yes, absolutely. Jamie and the entire Dean family has been very supportive of Low Country Down Syndrome Society. Paula Dean has been our Buddy Walk Master of Ceremony Parade Grand Marshal. I mean, whatever title you want to give. She's done that for us. Jamie's helped out with that. Bobby's been there. And when we asked Jamie, would he host this event, he said, absolutely. And he has a couple boys and just has a heart for children and people in general. He is absolutely a kind, wonderful human being and fun, too. It doesn't, you know, hurt when you're hosting an event to have somebody who can have a good time. And his wife, Brooke, says that this event is so close to her heart, too, that it's one that they'll never miss. I mean, the whole family comes, and Jamie does a wonderful job and really does connect with the champions and spends time with them so that he can speak with authenticity when he's up there talking about them and their lives.
So, again, this event is going to be this year, the 6th Annual Night of Champions, on Thursday, May 14th at 6 p.m. at the Westin Savannah Harbor Golf Resort and Spa in the Hotel
yes.
Grand Ballroom. Now, are tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are available and are required because I have to turn in, you know, seated dinner counts to the hotel. But the nightofchampions.org website, and I believe that the purchase ticket is under the details tab, but it is there. And, you know, if for any reason someone is having difficulty, there's a contact form that gets emailed directly to me and I can follow up with them. But, yes, we would love to have as many people as can help change lives and have a really fun evening doing it would be great.
And you said there's also a silent auction. Are you looking for silent auction items? Are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely.
What else do you need?
The silent auction auction items would be welcomed, yes, absolutely. They get raffled off to help underwrite some of the cost because – the five champions are given their tables at no cost so that their families and their employers can come and celebrate with them in that powerful evening. And then past champions are also at our guests as our with two tickets for the rest of their lives. So it helps offset the cost of that a little bit, and any donated items would go a long way in helping with that.
So before we sign off today, I just wanted to give you one more chance to get any message out there that you would like people to know about Low Country Down Syndrome and or about Night of Champions.
Well, Low Country Down Syndrome Society, what I always want to say is there's a lot of families out there affected by Down syndrome who don't know that there are resources. There are people who can tell you what life looks like 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, that can help with some of navigating the educational systems and resources out there. Plus, the events are just fun. And if you know someone who has been touched with Down syndrome, please put them in touch with us if they're not already. And as far as Night of Champions, I really do believe as a business community and as a society that we are judged by how we treat all members born into our midst. And I think that it is everyone's responsibility to leave this world a little better than they found it. And this is a great way to do it in a business setting.
Allison, you're exactly right. And I'm reading some statistics that say the National Down Syndrome Congress says that 80% of the 15,000 people of working age, 18 to 60, with Down syndrome are unemployed. And a lot of that is due to low expectations and a lack of understanding about the skills and work ethic that many people with Down syndrome possess. And
that
the low country
true,
Down
and that's
syndrome
changing.
Exactly. And thanks to organizations like the Low Country Down Syndrome Society, they're going to reverse this trend by encouraging Savannah area employers to give differently abled workers a chance.
Well said.
Allison, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your story and for being the vice president and chairperson for Night of Champions. Again, I'm going to let everyone know one more time, the 6th annual Night of Champions will be hosted Thursday, May 14th at 6 p.m. at the Westin Savannah Harbor in the Hotel Grand Ballroom.
Thank you so much, Lori.
And I know you will be there.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. You will be there, and of course, Jamie Dean will be there, and hopefully our listeners will be there as well. I know you're expecting well over 600 people this year.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's going to be a wonderful night. And thank you so much for sharing your story and for sharing your time with us today. And I am looking forward to hearing about the event. And maybe we can have you back on again and tell us about some of the champions for this year and some of the businesses that were able to place them again, and we can do a follow-up.
I would love that. I look forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, Allison, thank you again. I hope you have a great day, and thank you to all our listeners out there. We've enjoyed having you today on Open for Business, and we will all talk again soon. Have a great day. This is Lori Ross.
You too.
Bye-bye.